You know, there have been some very heroic moments in sports. In fact, a lot of times sports, I think, can really illustrate some of the important things in life like nothing else. I remember watching the Tanzanian John Stefan Akwari in the 1968 Olympic Games in Mexico City, and he was the last person to finish the marathon. He came in 1.5 hours behind the winner, which for an Olympics is really late. But he was nursing a leg that was bloodied and bandaged. Bud Greenspan asked him, why did he keep going when his leg was so badly injured? And John replied, you don't understand. My country didn't send me 5,000 miles to start a race. They sent me 5,000 miles to finish it. What an incredible spirit, what an incredible a word to all of us, that even though he was last to finish, he really was the first in endurance and patience in that race. And what a tremendous example to you and to me. In our second lesson today in Hebrews, it says to us to run the race that is set before us with perseverance, or, you know, to use another word, patience. There's a lot of words you can use to describe that. But the importance of, as we live our lives, that our life a lot of times can be like a race. Some people are more sprinters. They like to get through things quickly. And some people are more plodders. They kind of go along. Maybe they get it done today. Maybe they don't. But the idea is to run the race that is set before us with patience, with perseverance. Sometimes things for us will go very smoothly and very quickly. Sometimes for us, as much as we try to make something happen, it just doesn't seem to occur. And then there are other times in our life where we will be going along and things will seem to be working out okay. And then, like John, an accident happens. Something occurs that we weren't anticipating. You know, a lot of times in life, it's not about what you expect, it's what you don't expect. It's not about what you plan, it's about what you don't see coming. That really shapes what happens. And you know, a lot can occur before you get to the finish line. And a lot does. There can be overwhelming trials, whether they are physical, financial, relational, or mental. And again, I know many of you, and you are very competent, you work hard, you try to do the right things, and you do them often, but I know at times you get incredibly frustrated because even when you do all those things, sometimes it doesn't work out the way you had planned, even though you did all the right things. And one of the important things for you and I to remember about life, and it's easy to talk about it right now, but when you're in the midst of it, it's hard. Suffering and pain can make you quit. You know, as strong as you might feel right now, something could happen to you and me where you'll come into a situation and maybe over a period of time you feel like quitting. And that can be a very trying thing. Patience means the suffering of afflictions, pain, toil, or calamity, provocation or other evil with a calm, unruffled temper, endurance without murmuring or fretfulness. It means perseverance through constancy in labor or effort. And so the reality for you and me is that in life, again, things will sometimes go smoothly and sometimes they will not. And the important thing is that for you and I, when things aren't going the way we would like, how we handle it in that moment and in the days to come is incredibly important. It has been my personal experience and other people that I know as well, especially on the faith journey, that if you're unable to exhibit patience in the moment, and maybe like me, you get upset, you get angry, and you lose your temper, guess what's going to happen? You're going to come back around that mountain, and you're going to come back to a situation like that. It might not be the exact same situation, the exact same person, the exact same occurrence, but you will come back around to a situation like that where you will have a chance at it again to pass the test. And the test is to to be able to exhibit a patience that has a faith about it, that has an endurance about it, that has a grace about it, that has a maturity about it. And how many people know? Well, many of you know that is a lifelong lesson. Once you climb one hill, there's another one in your horizon that'll be the next hill that'll help you go a little bit deeper. And I don't know about you, but one of the most important lessons I've learned about patience is to try to respond to a situation that I'm not liking in a different way. And it takes time to get there, but instead of responding to a person or to a situation that you're upset about with anger and with frustration and just blowing up, how about if you try something new? And that is, just wait a moment, hold your temper, keep your mouth shut, and just ask God for grace in the moment to give you grace to make the next step. Sometimes we just need grace to make the next step. If you're already looking at what the end's going to be and you're waiting for God to get you 5 miles down the road when you're still only at mile one, I think you maybe are setting too high of a bar. And maybe it is enough for you just to make the next step. Have you ever been so frustrated in a situation where it's like, God, you know what? This is just, I just didn't see this coming. I don't want to be dealing with this right now. I got 20 million other things I'm doing anyways. Can you at least give me grace to make the next step? And I think if you and I begin to pray and respond to these situations in that way, guess what's going to happen? God's going to give you and me the grace to make the next step. And if you're upset, go into the next room, close the door, and just let it out. God, I'm really upset at you. What's going on here? I didn't see this coming. This is overwhelming me. This is the straw that's breaking the camel's back. Help. And God will do that. F.B. Meyer shares about Abraham in Surrounded by So Great a Cloud of Witnesses the following. God has his set times. It's not for us to know them. Indeed, we cannot know them. We must wait for them. If God had told Abraham in Haran that he must wait all those years, and it was 25 years, until he pressed the promised child to his bosom, his heart would have failed him. So in gracious love, the length of the weary years was hidden. And only as they were nearly spent and there were only a few months to wait, God told him, Sarah shall have a son. You remember where the angels visited the tent and Abraham prepared him a meal and said, you know what, your wife's going to be have a son a year from now. And she was pretty well advanced in age, as was he. And Sarah laughed about it, of course. And the name of the son happened to be actually Isaac, which means God laughs. God always gets the last laugh. God always gets the last laugh. So if God told you from the front end how long you would have to wait to find the fulfillment of your desire or pleasure or dream, you would lose heart. Could you imagine God telling Abraham at the front end, oh, by the way, you're going to have to wait 25 years for this promise to be fulfilled. Abraham could have easily said, well, that's just way too long. This is done. He was probably thinking next year, right? Like you and me. He's probably thinking maybe a couple of years. 25 years? Forget about it. Too much. But he doesn't and simply says, wait. I will keep my word. I'm in no hurry. Well, you're never in a hurry. Of course you're not in a hurry. You're God. In the process of time, I'm developing you to be ready for the promise. God is preparing you for the fulfillment of his promise and his destiny in your life through patience. Did you ever think about the possibility that maybe the reason why you have to wait for the fulfilling of some of God's promises in your life is not because God doesn't want to bless you and give them to you right now, But it may be because you're not ready for them yet. You're not ready for the promise. And so this time of waiting that God is bringing you and me through is a time of preparation that promise could be fulfilled in our life and we're ready to receive it. There have been some things in my life where I have prayed for them and it's like that. I mean, it's just the most wonderful, amazing experience. I love when that happens. Does it happen a lot? Not as much as I would like, but it happens. I mean, I do a little dance when that happens. It's like, yeah, I love this. This is really meant to be. It's just like, woo, I was right in the flow on that one. But there have been other prayers. No kidding. I've prayed for 30 years before they've come to pass. In fact, I'm on one prayer right now that's 28 years. And it's starting to come to pass. It already actually was coming to pass before 28 years, but it's coming to pass where I'm actually going to be able to personally experience it, which is really exciting. I'm still waiting, but I'm excited about it. So you see, I understand with you. I'm with you on this one. I can just be so impatient. I mean, I want it now. I don't want it now. I wanted it yesterday. Actually, I wanted some of these things 25 years ago. And God says, wait. Life is saying to me, wait. The reality of my existence is saying, it's not time yet. And yet that prayer, that desire, that heartfelt burning in my heart for it only grows stronger. And so I want to want you to take a moment, just a moment. You have a bulletin right in front of you, or you can use one of the blue cards, wherever you want to do. But whatever you write on right now, I want it to be something that you're going to take home with you. It could be one of the offering envelopes. It doesn't matter to me. And again, I just want to say to you, God is preparing you for your promise through patience. I'm smiling with you, not at you, smiling with you, because God's speaking to me right now. Remember this, Joe, a little bit later on, because I'm going to remind you about it, about some things in your life that you've been waiting for me on that haven't come to pass yet. I know you will. God is preparing you for your promise through patience. So my question to you, very simply, is what is he preparing you for? What have you had to be patient for over a period of time? What is it in your life that you can just taste that hasn't happened yet for you? If you would just take a moment along with me to write that down, whatever you're writing it down on for right now, and then we'll go from there.